This is The Unholy Union,
a podcast where you'll be subjected to highly offensive marital discourse.
If you do not feel insulted during this week's episode, don't worry, we'll try harder next week.
If you can relate to our ramblings, we want to be friends with you.
If you believe that we take it too far or our mouths are too much for you, then with as much love and sincerity as we can muster, you can suck it.
Welcome to The Unholy Union. Welcome back.
To what?
The Unholy Union.
Oh, you plugged us.
I plugged us after our intro.
Nice. Yes.
Okay, so today I want to talk about the
Bruno.
90s. No, stop. I want to talk about the 90s and the 2000s. I want to do a retro type episode and talk about the things that we remember best during those time frames, kind of like a pop culture type reference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So we're going to start with the artist of the 90s. So per Billboard, who do you think were the top artists of the 90s?
The top artists?
Top five.
Oh my God, I have no idea.
Okay, they're all technically pop.
Backstreet Boys.
Wrong.
NSYNC.
Wrong.
Were they? Was that 2000s when they came out?
No, 90s.
Oh, okay, that's surprising to me then. That they're not on there. Seriously, because
well,
they were huge.
A lot bigger names than...
Are you kidding me, though? They were huge.
Do you want me to tell you who?
Give me a hint.
Oh, I did. They're in pop culture.
Oh, they're in pop culture.
Or they are... They're in the pop genre.
Okay.
They're very popular.
Very popular. I don't know. I can't think of a single band or pop musician that I that's not my
You're
kind
lying.
Of music.
You're lying.
That's not my kind of music.
I understand that, but you can still come up with the names. Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Janet Jackson.
Okay.
Boys to Men.
They were big.
They were big. I mean, they still have a pretty good following. They were at Strawberry Festival this past year in Plant City, Florida.
Does that mean you have a big following if you're at Strawberry Festival?
Well, I don't know. I just mean that their following continues because they're able to do a show.
I mean, I understand that, but I just never would have thought that they were that big.
They were big, for sure.
Top five of the top 100? That's crazy.
I don't know if it was top 100 or not. I'll have to go back and look. Or if it was like...
Just... Well, they were the top five of something.
Yes, top five on Billboard. So I guess 100, Billboard 100 of the 90s top artists. Okay, last two, Whitney Houston.
Okay, I mean, that makes sense, yeah. See, I just don't hate me or don't hate me. Not, this isn't my kind of music.
I understand, but you know these names is my point.
Yeah, everybody does.
Exactly, so you could have got these. And then last is Elton John.
Elton John?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, those were the top five artists of the 90s. Do you agree with any of those? Obviously, you just said you don't listen to that kind of music.
Well, I mean, I can see why they're all on there other than Boyz II Men. I would have never guessed them being on the top five.
Oh, I really liked Boyz II Men.
I mean, no, I...
Close your eyes.
I know they were popular, but I didn't think they would be that popular.
Yes. Well, that's there, as in Billboard's top five. What's your top five?
Of the 90s?
Of the 90s. Or your top whatever, however many you can think of. Yeah.
Oh my God. I have no idea.
I told you to come prepared.
Yeah, but artists in the 90s.
You want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Okay. So mine are the two you said at the very beginning. Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, for sure.
And NSYNC. I was a young girl. So boy bands, hello.
Yeah.
And then Spice Girls. I was really into Spice Girls.
Right.
And then Britney Spears.
Oh, okay.
And Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Those were my big 90s. Like, I had the I had the tape.
See, but I'm weird because I listened to mostly 80s rock back then because of my dad.
Okay. Well, who would be your top five? But that's not 90s.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't have... I mean, is Limp Bizkit 90s?
Yeah, they were in the 90s. Yeah.
I mean, I liked them a lot back then. Shit. What? Korn? Yeah. Rob Zombie.
So basically anybody who was at 1993 Woodstock, you enjoyed.
That's the Riot one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a Netflix
for sure.
Special about this.
And yeah,
it was
we watched.
Awesome.
So Korn, Limp Bizkit. Who else was at that Woodstock? Because I'll tell you if they were a top band for me.
No,
Rob Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Blink-182.
Yeah.
They were 90s.
Good Charlotte.
Were they 90s?
They might have been.
I think they were right at maybe after the 90s, like 2001-ish. Mm. Yeah.
We'll get to the 2000s.
Bands like that, though.
We'll get to the 2000s here in a minute.
Anything like that, though, was Offspring was a big one, too. I like the Offspring a lot. Anything that was like skater culture. I wasn't a skateboarder, but that's who I hung out with. So punk bands and fucking Offspring, shit like that. Nirvana. Mm-hmm. Nirvana was big for me.
Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move on to 90s films, shall we? So what do you think? My
fucking Power Rangers, man, all day.
Well, not yours. Hold on. So on IMDb, they have a bunch of different lists of the best films. And the ones that were most common amongst those lists that were created, top five, what do you think they are?
Free Willy.
No.
Fuck. Free Willy got shitted on.
I knew one of these.
Titanic?
No.
Was Titanic 2000?
No, Titanic was 95, I think.
Okay, well, that I don't understand how that's not on there because that was literally the biggest movie up until, what, Avatar, I think? The new Avatar? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that was, like, the highest grossing film.
Well, again, these are lists that are created, like, contributed to on IMDb.
Come on.
But these are, like, the most common ones. Number one that was most common in the top five among all these lists was Pulp Fiction.
I mean, okay, whatever.
That was a big one. It has like a cult following.
Yeah, it's still big.
For sure. Schneider's List?
Schindler's List. Thank you, Lord.
I can't read my own handwriting.
Schneider? Who's Schneider?
We need to type this.
He has a list.
Rob Schneider. Okay. Schindler's List. Never heard of that before. Apparently you have.
Well, I've heard of it, but have I seen it? No.
I feel like we have some watching to do.
Don't.
Well, the next one is Malcolm X. Again, I've never seen it.
Me neither.
And then I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of this one, too. Princess Mononoke. Mononoke. Again.
What?
My bad. Mononoke.
So what was the list called? This list, specifically.
Best films of the 90s.
I don't understand that.
Well, I'm telling you, there's like 100 different lists, right? And I looked at the most common top five, and these are the most common.
I don't get it.
And then last one is Magnolia. I've heard of Steel Magnolias, never heard of Magnolia.
I don't get it.
Me either.
None of these would have ever been on my top whatever list. But, I was a kid, so.
True. Like, these sound more drama, I guess.
All these movies aren't something that I would have been allowed to watch back then.
Probably true. Fucking as well.
My parents let me sit in front of
them. They're not going to let you watch Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk about yours or do you want to hear mine first?
So I already said mine or one of mine, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers all day. That was my shit. It's
rest in peace, Tommy.
And the Yellow Ranger, too. I don't know her name
Kim,
off the top
right?
of my head.
No, Kim's the pink.
Yeah, Kim is hot. that and Pokemon came out around that.
Yes.
In the 90s, too, I think. Mm-hmm. Did that first movie came out? Because I know there was Pokemon the movie, and then there was like Pokemon the movie 2000. So it bleeds into the 2000s.
Yeah.
So I was both.
For sure.
I got big into that shit. Like, I still got my Pokemon cards. I got some good shit.
And played Pokemon Go. You're all in. I
still am. I love that shit. That's my only exercise I get.
No, you sit at restaurants and play it. Let's be clear.
Okay, but
There's no exercise involved. What, your finger?
I walked into the restaurant from the car.
Got it. Any others?
Not that I can think of. Well, in the 90s? No, I don't think so.
Well, for me, 10 Things I Hate About You with Heath Ledger and I'm blanking on her name.
That's a Last Dance Lady?
Yes.
I don't know her name.
I can't.
Julia Stiles.
That's it. Good job.
Is that her name or is that that cooking lady?
No, it's Julia Stiles.
What's that cooking lady's name?
Julia. Oh, man.
Is it Julia Stiles?
No. Oh. Julia.
It doesn't matter.
I can't think of what her name is.
It doesn't matter.
Child?
Julia Childs.
Yeah.
Child? Children's.
We should have went to bed. Okay. So, 10 Things I Hate About You. I still love that movie to this day. And I think it's because of Heath Ledger's and Julia Stiles. They just
Julia Childs.
Children's really good in that movie.
Heath Ledger's good.
Yeah, I love it. And then anything that had Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, because again, like you said, we were kids. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, anything. I was obsessed. Princess Bride. I love that movie still to this day.
I didn't like that back then. I didn't watch it back then. I watch that now.
Do you like it now?
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay,
it's
but not back then fuck. Because it was...
Watched it back then.
Oh.
Didn't even know about it. I wasn't a big movie watcher. Like Free Willy was on my radar just because I think that was the first movie I ever went to. Mm. But then Titanic was good too because I saw my first set of titties.
Had your first boner. Good job.
I mean, maybe in the movie theater. That's kind of weird.
I'm sure it happens to the best of us. And then essentially any Disney movie, like Beauty and the Beast came out in 93. Lion King, I think, was 95.
And there you go. That was on my top list then. Lion King was big for me. I remember singing that shit all the time.
I want to hear.
No.
Okay.
Never.
I mean, offline, but I want to hear.
Never.
But yeah, there was a couple of good ones in the 90s for Disney movies, too. So there's mine. Are you ready to talk about TV? The best TV of the 90s.
We know what the fuck mine is. I just said it.
True. You like the movie and the shows.
Yeah.
And
Dragon Ball Z. I can't remember when Dragon Ball Z came out. I feel like it was in the 90s. Yeah. Dragon Ball Z was definitely 90s because I was in elementary school. That was a big thing. Like I would get home from elementary school and turn fucking Dragon Ball Z on.
Well, you would do that with Power Rangers too.
Yeah, but I was little shit. I'm talking about like fourth and fifth grade. I'd go home and watch that. And I remember being like, this is fucking awesome.
Well, what do you think? Again, IMDb list of the best shows of the 90s, cumulatively looked at for the common top five.
The Shield.
No, that was a good one, though.
Was it 95 in the 90s, though? I don't know. I have everything bleeds together.
Very true. I agree with
that. So I have a very hard time delineating from the 90s and the 2000s.
I have a lot of crossed out things that I thought were the 90s, and then I had to move it to the 2000s.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
The Shield was probably a 2000 show.
Okay. Any other guesses?
No.
Okay.
Seriously, I don't.
Are you ready for this?
Let me hear it.
Number one, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, I mean, I can see that.
Uh-huh. I was actually just binge watching this.
What about Home Improvement?
Wasn't on there.
What the fuck?
Angel was on there.
That's trash.
It's a spinoff of Buffy. Stargate.
Yeah, I can see that. See, but all this stuff is like cult shit. I can't see. I mean, obviously Buffy was extremely popular, but I can't see it being the best show of the 90s caliber.
I mean, to your point, I do think there is a cult following, and maybe that's why these lists that were created, like collaborated on.
Yeah, who the fuck made these lists?
Apparently someone I would really get along with, because the next one is Charmed.
Oh my God.
Love that show.
I remember waking up in the morning, getting ready to go to school, and my mom had that shit on.
Awesome.
I hated it. Love it wasn't in the morning. It was in the afternoon when I got home from school. I fucking would do my homework, and Charmed is on in the background. So I'm getting agitated. My homework and watching some witches get stitches.
Last one, X-Files.
Did you hear that they're trying to come back out with that?
Reboot it?
Yeah, I think so.
Same people?
I don't know.
We'll have to look at that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I did see some stuff.
I remember watching a couple episodes with my parents and it being way too intense for me.
I never watched it.
I have a vivid memory of at least one where like they actually showed some graphic alien type figure.
Yeah.
And freaked out, like cried.
When did Independence Day come out?
Oh. Uh-huh.
That's top movie for me.
Okay, sure. But we're on focus. We're on show.
Independence Day, to cut it up into 30 minutes and you have four episodes or some shit.
What is that, a limited series?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that movie.
So those
are come out
in the 90s.
And that's not on there?
Was not on the top five.
Oh my.
Was not in the top five.
That show was amazing. So it was Home Improvement.
Okay. So some of your shows are coming out. Home Improvement, Fresh Prince.
Pokemon.
Dragon Ball Z.
Power Rangers.
Okay, there's your five. My five would be, I agree.
Buffy.
Angel. Charmed. Boy Meets World.
That wasn't on my top five list because I didn't watch it until.
You met me.
Old. Yeah, seriously. I never watched it. I wasn't into that kind of stuff. I didn't watch much TV as a kid.
No, I didn't either.
Bullshit.
I didn't either. Like, I feel like even with Buffy, I really love Buffy. And even Boy Meets World. I really love those shows. But as a kid, I watched random episodes at random times.
Yeah, that's kind of...
And then filled in the gaps as an adult.
Well, so that's why they need to bring back the sitcom. Mm-hmm. Because it didn't matter. Each episode was its own thing. It was right. Like, yeah, you know the family or whatever it is, like Home Improvement, Tim Allen, all that shit. You knew the family, but it didn't matter if you watched the previous episode. It wasn't like a continuance of the story. It was just life.
To an extent.
Yeah. Of course.
It would help.
Yeah, but not.
But it doesn't hurt.
It didn't matter.
Right.
It really didn't matter. The only thing that agitated me about that show was not being able to see that motherfucker's face, neighbor.
And then I also had on my list Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince.
Fifth.
Fresh Prince.
Fresh.
I'm a snake.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But to your point, there's a couple that I was surprised weren't on there as well, like Saved by the Bell or...
Yeah, that's what I watched in the morning was Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, or 90210. Like, there was some on there that I'm like, why
was ER?
It? Yeah, like, ER, why were those top five?
I remember getting a peek at ER and it traumatizing me as a kid.
Really? I was fascinated. Like, I want to do that.
Blood and shit.
I know, no. But I was like, I want to do that.
I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to go outside and play with lizards.
Like, I've wanted to be a doctor or a nurse, like someone involved in helping and supporting, and it never happened, never came true, because here I am today. But, like, watching that, I was like, oh my god, give him the 5 cc's of morphine, like, yeah!
Of meth!
Stop. But those are my shows. Last topic here for the 90s, the best toys. Now, this is a BuzzFeed article that had the best toys of the 90s. What do you think were in the top five?
Tamagotchi?
Yes. Tamagotchi was actually number 5. So there's 4 better.
It was Furby?
No, that was in the 2000s.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
We'll get to that in a second.
So Tamagotchi, Game Boy or something like that?
Game Boy was number 4.
Yeah.
You're doing good. Look at you.
Probably some other console.
No.
Mm-mm. I don't know then. I can't.
I honestly don't know if I would have got these.
Fucking either. Yo-yo?
Unprofessional.
I didn't silence my phone.
Unprofessional.
Principal's going to take it from me.
Oh, we're going back to the 90s, right? Okay. So the number one toy of the 90s was a Betty Spaghetti. Do you remember those?
I mean, I'm a boy, so.
I'm just asking if you remember them, not if you played with them.
I feel like I remember the name, but if you put one in front of me, I don't know if I would know it was a Betty Spaghetti.
Oh, well, you probably would.
Unless it was made of real pasta.
Well, it's like really flexible. So you can manipulate them.
What about the Armstrong dude?
No, he was not in law.
The fuck is the same as Betty Spaghetti?
Okay, you can have a number one for a boy and girl toy. How about that? Armstrong dude, Betty Spaghetti.
That's ridiculous.
The second one, I thought this was interesting. Foxtail? Have you ever heard of this toy?
No.
Essentially, it's a ball in like a bag and you swing it and you throw it.
No, never mind. I don't know what that is.
A ball in like a nylon bag.
Sounds stupid.
And you swing it and you could throw it like
you mean a fucking slingshot. David and Goliath slingshot.
I guess. Well, no, the ball doesn't come out. You throw the whole thing. So it has like a streamer as it flies. It's called a foxtail. I don't remember those.
Sounds fun.
It's the 90s. What do you expect? And then number 3 was Light Bright.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted one of those so bad.
I think I had a hand-me-down, but I had one.
Mm-hmm.
Draw dicks on it and shit.
Did you really? That does not surprise.
Of course I did.
And then number 4 was Game Boy, and then number 5, Tamagotchi.
Well, how the fuck was a Game Boy number 4? And Betty Spaghetti was number 1?
Well, technology really wasn't a thing in the 90s.
Fucking
until,
Game
like,
Boy
the very Game end of the 90s.
Game Boy was the shit.
I agree.
Did you have one? The first one?
My top ones was Game Boy. Yes, I had a Game Boy. I had a colored Game Boy.
Did that come out in the 90s?
Yes.
Are you sure?
100%. Because that's the Game Boy that was number 4. The
Game Boy Color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I had that, and I had the original, the big fucking thick boy. Thick gray one.
Mine was
one.
Purple.
Well, I think mine was like that see-through blue.
Mm.
Yeah, my oma bought me that.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. My other items, I was really big into Barbies at the time, you know, based on my age. And then instead of a Tamagotchi, it was actually number 6 on the list. Gigapet. And you know what it said? It said if your parents were trying to save $10, they got you a Gigapet instead of a Tamagotchi.
You better go get your parents then.
I was like, are you calling my parents cheap?
No, they just didn't want to spend $10 on your ass.
So Gigapet was cheaper, but I had that sucker forever. Like, I want to say like 3 to 5 years I had my Gigapet, well, and it was alive the whole time.
I don't think those died like Tamagotchis. Like, if you didn't...
The batteries died, mind you, but...
If you didn't look at your Tamagotchi every day, that motherfucker was about to be dead. I just bought our kiddo one.
Tamagotchi.
The old school one, because I had one.
Mm-hmm.
I had one, my friend gave it to me, and I used that thing all the time. It was funny as shit. But I used that, and then... Can I say mine?
Yes.
So, I don't necessarily think Tamagotchi's going to be up there, but like Super Soaker.
Okay.
We would fuck each other up in the neighborhood over those. that was like a yearly thing. Once it got real hot, we would be destroying each other. Game Boy, definitely. I'm trying to think. I had Nintendo. I had the original Nintendo. Now, that didn't come out in the 90s, though.
I think that was the 2000s, and we'll get there.
The original Nintendo did not come out in the 2000s, did it? No.
Hold on. What is it called? It's called...
NES.
Nintendo 64 came out in 2000.
I never had that one.
In the 2000s.
I had a PlayStation. Anyway, so, I mean, tech deck.
What the hell is a tech deck?
You don't remember them things? The little fucking skateboards, mini skateboards that you could change the wheels out on and all that shit?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I used to play with them fuckers all the time.
Okay.
Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I guess Pokemon, that was in the 90s.
Pokemon cards, Pokemon toys, the Pokemon game. That was for my Game Boy. I would crush that motherfucker. What else? Power Rangers, anything Power Rangers, obviously. And then Star Wars stuff.
Really?
I was always into Star Wars. Huh. Always.
I mean, I knew that about, you know, Power Rangers and stuff, but didn't know the Star Wars part.
That wasn't my fucking printer. That wasn't my favorite thing, but it was...
We are unprofessional tonight.
Still good. I mean, this is... Why are we pretending like we know what the fuck we're doing?
I want to do a podcast on why we even started this and explain...
Why did we even start this? No, don't.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Don't ruin the episode.
Let's skip to the 2000s now.
All right. On to 2000s. Sticking with toys, though. Still the set... A new BuzzFeed article based on the 2000s.
PlayStation.
What do you think was number one? It was not PlayStation.
Number one in the 2000s. Furby?
Yes.
I remember it being a big fad for like one Christmas season. Like people would murder each other over a fucking Furby and shit.
I don't think it was one. I feel like it was at least two.
Yeah, that Tickle Me Elmo shit too. That rush.
Was that in the 2000s or the 10s?
I don't know.
Huh. Okay. What do you think number two is?
PlayStation.
No.
Game Boy.
No. Way less tech than that.
I don't know.
Bop It.
Oh, yeah.
I crushed me a Bop It.
Oh, yeah. Pat, I mean, it's funny because like my parents would go to a party and they would bring me, you know, it would be like a church party or something. And I'd bring Bop It and the whole fucking place would stop doing what they were doing. And we would all sit in a circle. Like, we'd have 50-player Bop It going. It was nuts.
That sounds like
it fun. Was so much fun, though. It was addicting.
I'm going to have to ask my parents if they still have my Bop It.
Oh, I don't.
I mean, we can Amazon it. I know, yeah, but.
That thing is probably all rickety and shit.
Yeah.
It's dry rotted.
Dry rotted plastic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, number two was a Skip It. I had one. I had one, and I loved it.
Yeah, but. Does that deserve to be on the top five?
100%. Those things were so popular.
Did you have the one that counted?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had the one that counted. Mm-hmm. And my mom, she was pregnant with my younger sister, and she actually used the Skip It to try and induce labor.
Huh.
So this is how popular this thing was. You used it for everything.
To
induce labor.
To squeeze a baby out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Number four was Nintendo 64.
Yeah, I can see that. Mario, the Mario. Donkey Kong, all that shit. Yeah. Super Smash Brothers was big, too.
Yes.
We used to play that motherfucker at daycare, and they had to take it away from us because it would get so competitive. We would, like, turn the game off and then start fighting each other.
I won. No, I won. one.
They made us take turns because it was so addicting.
Now, the very last one, number five. What do you think it is? If you don't get this, I will be so disappointed.
Why?
Because we have a million of them.
Barbie?
No.
I don't know. We have a Pokemon?
No. I'm giving you one more shot. We have a million of them and we gave them to our daughter.
Oh, Beanie Baby.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Beanie Babies came out in the 2000s and they were popular. I had to have them.
Me too. I remember going to the mall. There was one store in the mall that had them. I don't even remember the store's name.
It was like a Hallmark, I think.
It was weird. It was a weird shop, but they had them at the front, the very front. As soon as you walked in, it was like they were trying to get you, the parents, to the kids to be like, look, mommy, baby, give me more. And I'd get them from there all the time.
Well, what's your top five? Is Beanie Babies on there?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I fucking had them things all the time. Like, grandma buying for me. Both sets of grandparents. I'd have, yeah. It's nuts. I still have them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we gave them to our daughter.
Yep.
Any other top favorites for you? Toys of the 2000s.
PlayStation, for sure. Game Boy. I don't know what Game Boy was out then. Game Boy Advanced, maybe, I think is what came out back then.
No.
I fucking played the shit out of that stuff. Anything that was a video game was my top.
Cool.
yeah, Pokemon stuff, still. It was still popular then. Did the Pikachu Tamagotchi thing come out? Because that was top for me. The one that, it was like a pedometer.
Oh.
And you could shake it and it would get sparks.
You would shake it?
Yeah, I'm not walking. What the fuck?
Dates all the way back to the 2000s, the 1990s, 2000s.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, mine, all of the ones that were in the top five were absolutely my favorite. I have so many memories, and we got so disturbed by our Furby because it wouldn't shut off. And
I never
had randomly one. Go off. Oh, we had one. It was the purple one, like the one that everybody wanted. And it would go off randomly. And we got so disturbed by it, we put it in a closet and waited for the battery to die.
It reminds me of Bluey. What was that thing in Bluey? With the
Chattermax.
Yeah, Chattermax. Mm-hmm. Shoots eggs out and shit. And the mom hit it and put it under the sink or something.
Mm-hmm. That's what we did. Me, my younger sister did this.
Yeah.
By choice.
Yeah, because it's
disturbing.
Piece of trash.
Well, not on the list, though. It was actually further down on the list, not in the top five, were Bratz. Me and my sister were really into the Bratz dolls.
I didn't know they came out then.
Mm-hmm. In the 2000s.
Newer thing.
And one that you missed, that I am so surprised, because we have talked about it multiple times recently. Pogs.
Oh, yeah. I wish I still had my Pogs.
Holy I don't know shit. What happened to mine.
Me neither.
Just gone.
I remember playing the fuck out of that game, too.
But as a parent, though, I've realized, like, toys that don't really get played with anymore, that may seem like they're missing pieces, or maybe just lost importance in life, kind of go away.
Like, yes.
We as parents make them go away.
And you know what's really messed up about that, too, is...
Well, I'm wondering if my mom said that to me about my Pogs. Continue.
Some of that shit might be worth a lot of money now, and...
Gone.
They're gone. That's messed up.
Well, you didn't get rid of our Beanie Babies.
No.
All right, let's go on to TV in the 2000s.
Pokemon.
What do you think? Again, these are all very drama related.
Yeah, see, that's not good. We were children.
Yeah.
So it's hard for us. Like, I don't understand half of these.
You can get maybe two or three of these out of the five. I think you can. Do you want to try?
Or
you just want me to say? No. I just said it was drama.
Pokemon was dramatic.
Damn, Brock, calm down.
Brock was always trying to get pussy.
Misty. Misty.
And you said it a lot nicer than I did.
I covered it.
He was a pervert. Now, go ahead. I don't know. I really don't know. I was a kid, so I watched kid shows.
Well, The Wire was the one.
Yeah, for sure. That makes sense.
And I think you could have got that one. Like, I feel like you know about that show, but I don't know. I've never watched it.
I never watched it.
But you know about it, right?
Yeah, The Wire.
Yeah. 6 Feet Under. Again, never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Arrested Development.
Yes.
I've heard of it, but never watched it.
That's a Jason Bateman show.
Okay.
They rebooted it on Netflix, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it was like right when Netflix was coming out with all their original programming. they kind of branched out from sending people DVDs and shit, mm-hmm. and streaming other people's stuff. They charted their own course. And I think that was one of the first shows for that.
Well, cool. Well, little history lesson. Appreciate it. Next is The West Wing.
Okay.
Heard of it.
Heard of it, never watched.
I'm pretty sure my parents watched it. I never did. And last, I'm pretty sure you've watched this, The Sopranos.
I've never watched it.
Really?
Never watched a single episode of that show.
Oh, I always get it mixed up with The Entourage.
I don't understand how you get those two mixed up. One is the mafia and one is like Hollywood. I'm very confused.
It's Entourage, kind of?
No.
No.
I could see getting Sopranos mixed up with Boardwalk Empire, because they're about the same, you know, mob type, mafia.
I don't know. It's like the word association. I don't know. Like,
no.
They're synonymous to me, but no. Okay, fine. My list, top five. Sure. Lost.
Okay. You liked Lost?
I liked Lost the first, like, couple seasons.
And then
like
it got weird, right?
Right. After the polar bear appeared, sorry for spoiler for anybody who's never seen it, but a polar bear in a tropical place, I was like, I'm done.
Isn't that where the wasp chick came from?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. I forget what her name is, but yes, that actress. Yes. House. Me and my parents would watch that.
CSI.
Not on my list, but is that on yours?
Probably. As I got older.
Yeah, I mean, I like CSI, too. I don't know if it's on my top. Monk was actually one of my top. Tony Shalhoub, I love him. He is hilarious. He's
funny, but that shit wouldn't be on my top. I have no idea what my top would be. I didn't watch a lot of TV.
Well, let me finish. The OC was another one.
Trash.
I loved it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's drama.
It was teenage drama. And to compound on that, Laguna Beach. Yeah, in those early
2000s. There's no saving you.
And then I went on to The Hills after that. Oh. And yep, I just loved Lauren Conrad.
Mm-hmm. Garbage.
You don't have any input to the 2000s TV.
I really don't know. Name something that you think I liked. That's what I thought. I was outside all the time. I never was inside watching TV. Seriously. I never had a show that I had, like, I gotta watch that shit, it's coming on, da-da-da-da-da. Huh. No, I never watched that.
You never watched that?
Just the movies when they came out.
You never watched the show?
No, not until later. Not until it was already, like, way into it.
I am shocked and surprised.
Why?
Because how many times you would reenact it during the early to mid-2000s, how had you never watched a show?
We just were having fun. Doesn't have to be Jackass if you're doing stupid shit. You're just doing stupid shit.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. So that's the shows. Let's move on. What?
Oh, no. You're on movies now.
We're on movies.
Okay.
Now, the best movies of the 2000s. Again, cumulative list, IMDb, found the top five. What do you think they are?
Matrix.
No, again, I don't understand this list. Ready? Memento. Yeah, that's the word.
Bless you.
I can't read my own writing.
You need to work on that.
Or I need to go to bed. Okay, so Memento, never heard of it.
Mentos?
Almost Famous.
Never heard of it.
And that has, Goldie Hawn's daughter. I can't think of her name. The actress. Yeah, Goldie Hawn's daughter, the actress. Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson.
Yep.
Has her in it. Never seen it.
Nope.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Oh, like, yeah, that I can agree with.
I like that. Yeah, that movie's good.
That's a really good movie. Morris Perros?
Bless you.
No idea.
Nope.
And then Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah, that one was fucking funny. Was that Ben Stiller?
No.
That's Jim Carrey. I'm sorry. Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes, I know that movie.
So, Brother, Where Art Thou was probably the only one that I agree with out of that list. Well, I don't know if I've ever even seen Me, Myself, and Irene.
I don't. Yeah, I was confused. Something about Mary in that one. Oh. And that was Ben Stiller, I think. And that shit was funny.
That was. But I feel like that's 90s, not 2000s.
It could be. I'm just saying. I get those confused. But
oh, synonymous with Sopranos?
Bless you. I have no idea what you said.
I said it's synonymous with the Sopranos.
Synonymous with Sopranos.
Okay, so my top five, the 2000s, Finding Nemo.
Yes.
I love it. Absolutely loved it. V for Vendetta.
Oh, yeah. That's on mine, too.
That is probably my absolute favorite movie of all time. Like, number one for me. That movie is just, it personifies the idea of what you don't want to happen in the world.
Well, and
not personifies. That's a bad word.
Well,
it's a symbol of what you don't want to have happen in the world.
Yeah, it's kind of, it kind of hits home too a lot.
For sure. Like, there's so much in there that hits.
Well, especially
any generation.
Well, COVID. Like, the government took power over a virus or whatever that St. Mary's
right
sickness was that killed all the kids.
Three Waters. Yeah. Well, you're giving,
and they
a lot,
did it.
You're giving a lot of spoilers.
Oh, shit.
For those who have never seen V for Vendetta, I highly recommend it. Great movie. I mean, again, I think it's for any generation because they talk about wars that have no end. So back in the 2000s, we had, you know, Iraqi war. Then you have today's world where there's a virus and the only the government has the antidote. What do I want to say? Antibodies for it. So it's, there's a lot in there that I think hits for any generation and what you don't want to see happen in the world. But there's so many metaphors and the cinematography is beautiful.
Ideas are bulletproof.
Hugo Weaving is masterful in this movie.
You got to give a lot of props to the dude that created it. It's originally a comic book.
True.
And you got to give a lot of props to him because...
The original creator.
It's amazing. Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know his name. I can't pretend like I do.
Okay. Next one, Bourne Identity. I was upset.
Oh, me too.
I loved that movie.
I think we saw a couple of them in theaters together.
But did we?
Yeah. Oh. No,
you got the meaning.
No, I do actually think we watched those because we both enjoyed the shit out of those movies.
Absolutely.
Those were good.
Yes.
Matt Damon.
He's awesome. Any for you that weren't on my list?
Well, so I just did a quick Google search, and I should have put this one on my 90s. It came out in 99, and it's Deep Blue Sea.
Ooh.
I forgot. I thought it was a 2000 movie.
You know what else should have been in your 90s?
What?
Gladiator.
That was a 90s movie?
I think so.
What? That's definitely on there then. That's one of my favorite movies, if not... It's 2000.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so that's good. That's definitely on there. You know what bothers me, though, is they're making another one.
Yeah, I don't know how you continue that.
I don't know either. I mean, I'll hold judgment, but
maybe
leave it alone. It's like legacy to me, though. That movie was fucking incredible. Leave it alone.
Hollywood, in my opinion, has run out of ideas because all they're doing is rebooting, remaking, and they all... The majority have fallen pretty flat.
I don't know. There's certain things that you just don't touch again. And I feel like that's one of them because of how great it was.
I want to get to this here in a second. Let's finish this. And I want to come back to the idea of nostalgia.
Well, wait a minute. Moana, they're making a live action Moana.
Okay. Is The Rock actually going to play
Maui? He was part of the announcement.
Dear God, he is going to... beef up so much to look like Maui.
I mean, he's already beefy.
Shoo! Okay.
But why do they gotta do that? Just leave the shit alone.
Well, cash in, right? Let's get back to that in a second. But let's move on to the artist. This is the final topic, final list. Billboard 100, top artist of the 2000s, top five. Who do you think? Come on, you should get, I would think, all of these.
Linkin Park.
Wrong.
Backstreet Boys.
Wrong.
NSYNC. I have no idea. Time frames with music and any of this stuff doesn't... I don't look at things based on when it came out.
Okay, fine.
I remember things based on that shit was awesome.
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
Is number one.
Who's the GOAT? Oh, Eminem?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I get that.
He is number one of the 2000s.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
No questions asked. I 100% agree with that. Number two, I agree with this. I wonder if you will. Usher.
Usher?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Not my style of music. I do like Eminem, though.
Yes. Usher was number two, and I promise you I can remember singing all of his songs in my car. Just jamming.
Mm.
Number three is another one of your favorites.
My favorites?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm trying to telepathically.
It's not working. My brain's broke.
Another one of your favorites. All right, fine. I am number one.
Oh, Nelly?
Nelly.
Yeah, I like Nelly.
Nelly is number three. That, yeah, I agree.
He was doing a bunch of concerts. I wish I would have went.
I feel like he was at Strawberry Festival.
No, that was Ludacris.
Oh, you're right. That was Ludacris. But
he should be on that fucking list, too.
True. Definitely for the 2000s.
Yeah.
He was big. Number four. This kind of surprised me that this person wasn't higher. Beyonce. But I guess she didn't have her breakout from Destiny's Child until about this time frame. So she was number four.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. And we'll probably get emails about it or our handle on Twitter and Instagram and all the other things. She's overrated.
I agree.
She's, don't get me wrong, phenomenal entertainer. She is an entertainer to the max.
She's talented.
No, she can't. To me, I do not enjoy her voice, period.
You know,
I do not think she can sing. She is nothing without Destiny's Child in that harmony.
Harmony.
But can she entertain a crowd? Sure, absolutely.
So can I. I'll run up there butt naked.
That's not entertaining.
That should be fucking very scary for a lot of people.
Exactly.
People like getting scared. Why do you think the horror genre is a genre?
No, moving on. But for her actual voice, I'm not a fan. But this last person I was really into, Alicia Keys.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 2000s, I was really into her music. Really enjoyed her sound. So I agree with all five of these. Like these are it for me. Well, other than Beyonce. I'll take Destiny's Child over Beyonce.
When Linkin Park come out? 2000s.
Fabulous question.
I think it was 2000s. But that'd be one of them.
For you?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. Any punk band and stuff back then too. Sum 41 type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that.
Good Charlotte will bring them back.
Yeah, Good Charlotte was on there. Anything like that. And then, like I said, I listened to a lot of 80s and hair metal bands and stuff just because.
Name a couple.
Like Twisted Sister and Quiet Riot, Motley Crue, AC/DC.
There it is.
Ozzy Osbourne, all that shit. I still listen to that. I prefer that.
I feel ya. I want to go back to the idea that we were talking about with nostalgia.
We can't.
Too bad. Stick with me. Strap in. Here we go. The idea that Hollywood is doing all these remakes and reboots, and I listen to Pod Meets World. It's the Boy Meets World rewatch podcast.
Yes.
One of my favorite shows ever. And they talk about it a lot, that there's this whole process for screenplay writers that they write this whole movie, essentially, or show, and it gets killed before it even gets to a network. And they have all these ideas that just get killed. It's like, if there's so many new ideas coming in, why do they keep doing these remakes and these reboots? And the only thing I can think of is nostalgia. It's like nostalgia wins with maybe our generation and the generation before us. But I don't know. It can't be that there is no creativity left.
Generations get replaced.
Absolutely.
So why not make new shit? Well, I mean, you got to think, though. These streaming services like Netflix, they're doing their own shit. Like, they're picking up stuff that people cancel, or like Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
That was originally a YouTube TV thing. And then I don't know if they got canceled on YouTube TV. No, YouTube was closing. I don't know. But they got picked up by Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But shit that does piss me off. This is the whole legacy thing. And then I don't care if it's nostalgia. Avatar, The Last Airbender. Why the fuck are you messing with that?
That wasn't on my list.
It should have been. But why is that on? Why is that being recreated as a live action show?
I think it could be good, but
why mess with it?
To the point of the idea, nostalgia, is creativity dead? Or is it that reboot and remakes is the only thing that's making money right now?
The only thing that I would enjoy about an Avatar reboot is if they made it like Game of Thrones style and it was violent.
I don't agree with that.
Why not? All the people that watched Avatar are grown-ups now.
True, but the heart and soul of that show is honestly sarcasm.
It is.
It is drenched in sarcasm and humor.
But why do that over again?
Because it was perfect.
So leave it the fuck alone.
I agree.
If you're going to redo it, make it different. Make it to where, because, I mean, the show is about a fucking war, a totalitarian regime that is trying to conquer the world. It's a very serious tone.
Yes,
agreed. Even for a kid's show, even though it's sarcastic, it's still a very serious tone. You could make that into something like Game of Thrones, and it would be fucking awesome.
I get what you're saying, because you could elevate it to a different age group. But if yes. you're going to try and keep it at the age group, you know, of the original watchers, if you will, the original
viewers. Don't do that, because we already have it.
All right, fine. I will give you that. Because, again, I kind of agree with you that the nostalgia, the idea of reboot and remake, it's like all that's making money right now. But if you hear from screenplay writers, people who are actually trying to create new, they keep getting shot down. It's like, why? Is it because the only things that are making money are remakes and reboots?
A lot of stuff is very expensive now. And if you can just remake something, you already have the source material.
That's a good point.
Is it cheaper to do it that way and they can just maximize profits?
If that's true, I don't know how I feel about that. That sucks if that's true. Because then that means that creativity is not dead, but it's being suppressed.
For profit.
For profit. Ew!
Well, we talked about this work thing the week before. How everything is like profit driven. That lady was sleeping on the floor for 18 hours straight and her work.
Not sleeping on the floor for 18 hours. She was working 18 hours and sleeping on the floor.
Sleeping on the floor at her work. What do you think that's driven by? Profits. You're treating your employees like shit for profit. So they're treating what they're doing. I don't know if this is true. Could be wrong. You know,
I know. I feel like you are on the right track.
It sounds to me like, hey, I have source material. It's a book or it's something that was made 20 years ago and we're just going to reboot it because we know the source material. It's already written for us. We're just going to update the graphics, add new actors, and then release it. And boom, we just guaranteed we make X.
Well, I guess it's kind of both then, right? Because it's cutting costs because you already have the source material, but it's also creating profit because of nostalgia. I feel like it's kind of maybe both.
Yeah, but that's crap.
I agree.
Make something new.
It's almost like censorship. Like you are censoring out any creativity that could come into the market.
Well, that's what maybe we should, as people, all of us should branch out and stop going to see these movies that are remakes and regurgitated stuff that was released 20 years ago and go to these indie films.
Yeah. Matthew Lawrence, he played Jack on Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
His family actually created their own production company.
Okay, then
because they want to get their own content out there and they couldn't do it the old fashioned way.
Right.
So they created their own production company. And I'm like, that makes total sense because you have creativity freedom.
Well, and the beauty of the internet, too, is so what if you don't get picked up by NBC or whatever the fuck?
YouTube.
Post that shit everywhere on, you know, time gated on your website or not time gated, but money gated on your website, say $20 or whatever. And you own my movie and I'll send you a download link.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure Louis C.K., I know he's a controversial figure, but he did that for his comedy specials. He released them online. He circumvented all the.
I think that's what Beyonce did with a couple of her albums.
Yeah, but he circumvented all the, you know, media people and said, I'm releasing this shit myself.
Yep.
Direct to consumer. I'm going to produce it. I'm going to make sure it's top quality. I'm going to post it on my website and you pay me $10 or whatever it is to download the file.
Yep.
And you own that shit.
Yep. I'm pretty sure that's what Beyonce did too.
Straight in his pocket.
Yep. Cutting out the middleman.
Yeah. Because like how much money do they actually pull in after the big media people, they market it.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying their salaries to do all that. I don't know. I don't know how all that shit works. I know it's deep, though.
Well, if there's anybody out there in Hollywood listening, we don't want remakes anymore. Move no, on.
I mean, there are some that I would be interested in seeing, but like Power Rangers, I'm not going to lie. I wanted to see the shit out of that movie that came out in 2017 or whatever, but it was trash. I'll be honest with you, in my opinion.
Again, the nostalgia's there. It makes you go see it. Guaranteed money, but not the greatest content.
Well, see, but it's almost like it's because we're not going to see original things. Because like Pacific Rim.
We wouldn't saw that.
We did, but I don't think it did very well. It was original. It was original content. And
Based on comics, though, right?
No. It was... Okay, so there was an anime called Gundam. It was kind of similar to it, but it had nothing to do. I don't think it... The stories, none of it was the same. It was just like a live action 3D version of Gundam, but it wasn't Gundam.
Okay.
It was like... Because Gundam's an anime.
No, I actually thought there was a one-for-one like graphic novel, but I'm wrong. Okay. Well,
no, I think there is now, but I don't think it was spawned. The movie was spawned from that. I think the graphic novel was spawned from the movie.
Gotcha.
And there's a animated series too. But I don't think, I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think it did that great in theaters. Like, it didn't make them buku bucks like they want.
Right.
So let me just make a Power Rangers movie because I know... The suckers from the 90s that were growing up are going to come see it.
Suckers.
And I guess what? I'm a sucker because I went and saw it.
For sure.
And I wasn't a fan. I mean, look at that. Netflix is doing it too. They're bringing back a couple of them. The Power Rangers people. They're doing that like reunion thing or whatever.
Oh.
You saw it. You showed it to me.
Did I?
Yeah. They said people were bitching at Kimberly, the actress for Kimberly, because she didn't do it. And... They were like, you didn't do it because of the money. And she responded. She said, I'm 50 years old. I'm not wearing spandex anymore. I'm like, props. I like that response. That's pretty good.
Fair enough. We definitely got off on a tangent there.
Well, I mean, we are cutting it close to time anyway.
Yeah, I just wanted to really dive in a little bit to the idea of nostalgia and all that. And I think we're pretty dead on that it's a little bit of both. That,
well, it's guaranteed money.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, think about it. Why do you think Disney is remaking every fucking movie they've ever created in existence?
Yep.
They got to remake the live action stuff because people like you are going to see it. You like Disney princesses. Oh, my God.
I do. You're 100% right. I'm
but
a huge fan.
You are guaranteed going to see it.
Yeah, like Little Mermaid.
Okay, so it's guaranteed income. There's no doubt about it.
Are you trying to tell me not to see it? I'm going to fucking see it.
Yeah, but you just said stop making remakes.
I do want them to stop.
So stop going to see them.
I can't.
That's when they do stop. When these start bombing and
they bomb anyways, regardless.
I don't know. They might be bombed critically, like reviews. But money, that's what they care about. If it cost them $50 million to make Beauty and the Beast and they pull in $500 million or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know the numbers. Even though the movie sucked, that's still it's a plus.
Yeah.
Disney just made $450 million.
Right.
Come the fuck on. Of course they're going to keep doing it because they're compounding their money off of a remake that they've already made the fucking thing. What? I'm getting emotional, okay?
Calm down. I think that's it for this week.
Well, so we did 90s and 2000s. I want to know what your favorite movie now is.
I said it already.
What do you mean?
V for Vendetta still.
Still number your favorite one, movie.
Number one all-time favorite movie, V for Vendetta.
See, period. I don't know what I would pick for mine. There's a lot of movies out there.
Hugo Weaving, Natalie Portman. Amazing.
I think you would scissor her.
I mean, would you still love me?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as I can watch.
Okay. That got a little graphic. We need to end this quick.
We're hallucinating because we're tired.
Yeah. It's time for bed.
I'm trying to think, though, what would mine be? I feel like V for Vendetta is up there, but I don't think it would be my number one. I mean, like Lord of the Rings as a series, the original Lord of the Rings, not The Hobbit and all that stuff. I have very fond memories of those, and it's hard to replicate that. Like, I can sit down, and I will watch the original series from beginning to end in one sitting because I love those movies so much. And my grandfather took me to those, so I kind of, you know what I'm saying.
So Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I think. I have to open up my thing. My portfolio. I don't know.
Okay, on that note, I think
we gotta go.
We're not gonna do a kids talk, I think, for this one. Obviously, our daughter was not around for the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say about one of our previous episodes, the audio was going in and out, and that was due to a technical issue that we have since fixed.
Yay!
Yeah,
we're learning.
Yeah, we're trying. Give us a minute.
I think that's it.
All right. That's what I invite.
It's what you do with the things you love.